R-A-Y-V-E. R-A-Y-V-E, Rave Cream Shampoo, presents Grand Marquis. Grand Marquis, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. Rave Cream Shampoo's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Grand Marquis stars Olin Soule in a hilarious story of love and confusion entitled The Unexpected Guest. And now a greeting from our young star, Olin Soule.
Thank you, George Stone. And on behalf of Rave Cream Shampoo, I extend a hearty welcome to you all. There's something special about a vacation in the country. It's so quiet and so peaceful. At least that was Marjorie Gaylord's opinion until she found herself alone in her aunt's house in the woods. Alone, except for a strange voice that kept calling to her. But first,
see the wonderful difference in your hair with your very first Rave Cream Shampoo. For different from any other shampoo, Rave Cream Shampoo uncovers new natural color in your hair. Color you never dreamed was there. Gleaming color men admire and other women envy. Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the sensational cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. And seeing is believing. Even in hardest water, Rave Cream Shampoo bursts into billows of lather, rinses out fast, removes all loose dandruff, too. And remember, Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave hair straw dry, needs no conditioner. Before another day goes by, see for yourself the wonderful difference as Rave uncovers new, undreamed of, natural color in your hair. Get Rave Cream Shampoo at any drug, department, or 10-cent store. Handy tube that can't tip, spill, or shatter, just 60 cents. Large economy size, $1. Get Rave today. You can learn a lot just by listening to the radio. But lovely young Marjorie Gaylord, like most women, would rather talk than listen. In fact, she is trying to ignore the latest newscast now while she chats with some difficulty on the telephone.
Yes,
Edgar? No officials reported today.
Yes, I'm listening.
Hope of finding William B. Markham, New York office manager of the Wheeling Brush Corporation, who crashed his rented monoplane into the Atlantic
Ocean. Oh, no, that's quite all right, Edgar. What?
Mr. Markham was a former Army flyer and held a civilian pilot's license.
Oh, just a minute, Edgar.
At the time of the crash, he was on vacation from his birth.
Will you turn off the radio?
While the exact cause of the crash is still unknown, it is believed to have...
All right, Edgar. Now, what was that? Ken? Oh, no, that'll be fine. I'll tell her. Uh-huh. Yes, Edgar. Well, we'll see you soon, then. Bye. Well, that's that.
Can he come?
Yes, he'll pick you up at 10 in the morning.
Oh, good. I don't envy you the ride on the train.
Oh, I don't mind.
Perhaps Mr. Wilkins will help you with the house. His wife could stay with you tonight.
Oh, now, don't start worrying.
Marjorie, I just don't like the idea of your being alone out there. The house is so far from everything.
Oh, you make it sound like the wilderness. Long Island isn't really that savage. And you'll be there tomorrow.
I suppose so. Well, I'll go to the station with you.
You're a dear.
Marjorie, do you want me to speak to... to Edgar on the way out tomorrow?
About what?
Well, I suppose it's fairly obvious why we've invited him.
Oh, now, for heaven's sake, Aunt Virginia, it's just a weekend as far as he's concerned.
Now, he might propose. It's rather romantic out there.
I think he's about ready. Oh, please, Aunt Virginia, you make it sound as though we were setting a trap for the poor boy.
You can't stay single forever.
Oh, stop it. I'll handle Edgar. Come on now, we'll miss our train.
Auntie Gaylord.
You got my card all right.
Sure did. But say, where's your auntie?
Oh, she's driving out tomorrow with a friend of ours. I thought I'd come down and get the house in order.
Well, it's sure good to see you. Come on, the car's right over here.
And Mrs. Wilkins?
Oh, fine. She's found some new kind of ailment to talk about, so she's all set for the summer. You better let me know what you need from the store so I can bring it out in the morning.
Oh, I made a list. Uh-huh. Here.
Oh, good. Everything seems to be in fine shape at your house. You'll see for yourself soon as we round the bend.
Oh, gosh.
Hmm?
It just feels so good to get out of the city. Fresh air, ocean.
Guess it is good to get out here all right. Restful sort of place, especially way out here. Well, this is it.
Mm-hmm. Home again. Thanks a lot, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, not a bit. I'll take a bag in.
Oh, and... no, I can manage. Thanks again.
Well, just as you say.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye, Mr. Wilson.
So long, Margie. I'll get those groceries out here first thing in the morning.
All right. Goodbye. No, I haven't forgotten the key. Nope. Here it is. Now then. What? Funny, the door's already unlocked. Gosh, I wonder if... Oh, no, I'm just being silly. Nobody'd bother to come way out here, even if the door was unlocked. Still. Oh. Now, who'd leave a glass of water on the end table? I'm sure we didn't go off and... Oh, maybe Mr. Wilkins came in. Not like him, but... Certainly getting jumpy. Next thing, I'll be hearing things.
Hello?
Oh, I did.
Someone there?
Oh, it's in the kitchen.
Hey.
What'll I do?
Hello?
Who's there? It's quiet now. Maybe I scared him away. No, I've just opened the door, Craig.
Aha.
Oh, don't you touch me. You go away. I'll shoot.
You what?
Go away, please.
Now, that wouldn't be very friendly of me, would it? Come on in. Something to eat?
What?
Yeah, I was just fixing something. Nothing special, mind you, but if you like canned goods, make yourself right at home. Glad to have you.
Well, I... Who are you?
Well, you know, I was just about to ask you the same question.
Well, I...
But then I said to myself, why ask? She's obviously no one at all. A mirage. So sit right down, Miss Mirage. Welcome to Castaway Manor, home of the homeless.
Well, this is all very amusing, I suppose, but what on earth are you wearing?
Huh? Oh, yeah, clever, don't you think? better than trousers, as a matter of fact. It's a sort of castaway drape. I made them out of a sheet.
Oh.
See, I lost my trousers.
You what?
Lost them? One of the hazards of the trade.
Oh, well, I suppose you know what you're talking about.
Perfectly.
Well, then, if you don't mind, I'll thank you to get out of my house.
Your house?
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's a relief. I was beginning to wonder what I'd do about you.
What?
Yes, I was afraid I'd have to report you for housebreaking.
You report me? Well, of all
the... It's all right now. It's all right. If you own the place, it's all perfectly legal.
Oh, now, look, will you please go back to wherever you came from?
Well, but that's the trouble. I can't.
Hmm?
No, you see, I'm one of those strange men who go down to the sea in airplanes. Once you go down, it's awfully hard to go up again.
You did what?
I crashed.
You...
Or at least planned it. I had a nice ride in a parachute and a rather dull swim. That's when I lost my trousers.
What did you say your name was?
Bill. Bill Markham.
Then you... Oh, my gosh.
What's the matter?
You're dead.
I am?
I mean, they've given you up. They can't find you.
Really?
Yes.
Well, they just haven't looked in the right place.
Well, why didn't you walk back to town?
Without my trousers?
Don't be silly.
Well, I'll tell you. One, it's a long walk. Two, I turned my ankle, which is a little better now, thank you. And three, I like it here. Especially now.
Now, you can't stay here.
Why not? I've gotten along all right so far.
But Aunt Virginia's coming down tomorrow, and Edgar... No, I mean it's...
Edgar?
Well, they might not understand.
Oh. Well, we could explain it to them.
Yes, but... No, you'll have to go. You see, Edgar and I are practically engaged and... Oh, you know.
No, I don't.
Oh?
After all, I didn't plan to be here.
Well, you can go back with Mr. Wilkins in the morning. He's bringing some groceries.
Wonderful. I'm getting awfully tired of these cans.
No, don't change the subject.
All right, but I don't think you're being very hospitable.
Then you will go back with Mr. Wilkins.
Mm-hmm. That's the plan, isn't it?
More coffee?
No, thanks. Oh, it might wake me up.
Oh, up to now you've just been walking in your sleep, is that it?
Mm-hmm. It's yesterday. It's a nice dream.
Well, prepare yourself. Mr. Wilkins will be here in any minute.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, I rather think I'd better stick around and meet your aunt.
Oh, no.
Well, just a thought.
Besides, if it has Edgar, and you might discourage him.
Would that be bad?
Well, Aunt Virginia wouldn't like it. She went to college with Edgar's mother.
Oh. Isn't that a pretty dull reason for marrying someone?
Well, I didn't say it was a reason. Then who said anything about getting married?
Well, you said you were practically engaged.
Well?
Well, I may be old-fashioned, but I always assumed the two things were related.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Let's talk about something else.
All right. Have I mentioned how beautiful you are this morning?
Are you sure you don't want more coffee?
Such nice eyes. Nasty temper, of course, and this silly idea about Edgar, but otherwise...
Mr. Markham.
Please call me Bill.
Well, that's not all I'll call you if you... Oh, there. Coming, Mr. Wilton.
You needn't sound so eager. You make me feel unwanted.
Well, it's very discerning of you. I'm coming. No, that's the story, Mr. Wilton.
Now, what do you know about that? Well, come along, young fellow. We'll get you back to town and into a proper pair of pants, and you'll feel like a new man.
Yeah, well, I feel fine right here, Mr. Wilkins.
Oh, hobble along, Mr. Markham. It's been nice knowing you.
Well, all right, Mr. Wilkins. Back to civilization.
Fine. So long, Margie.
Goodbye. Well, that's it. Might as well get the dishes cleaned up. If he just... Oh, no, not with Edgar, I suppose. Gee. Oh, why don't I just do the dishes?
Need any help?
Well, you!
Yeah?
Where's Mr. Wilkins?
He went back to town.
He what?
Sure, I explained it to him. Well, he said he'd phone my office and they'll take care of things. And I can stay till the end of my vacation next week.
But Aunt Virginia and Edgar, I...
Well, I just couldn't leave you with all those dishes.
Oh, no.
The curtain falls on Act One of The Unexpected Guest. Act Two follows in just a moment. The very first time you use Rave Cream Shampoo, you get a wonderful, happy surprise. Your hair gleams with new, natural color because, different from all other shampoos, Rave Cream Shampoo actually uncovers new, natural, gleaming color in your hair, color you never even dreamed was there. Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo for color and gleam, and your first shampoo will convince you. Even in hardest water, Rave bursts into billows of lather, rinses out like a whiz, removes all loose dandruff, too. And Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave your hair straw dry, needs no conditioner. Amaze yourself, amaze your friends with the glorious new natural color Rave uncovers in your hair. Get Rave, sensational Rave cream shampoo, at any drug, department, or 10-cent store. Handy tube that can't tip, spill, or shatter, just 60 cents. Large economy size, $1. Ask for Rave today. Marjorie Gaylord has come to her aunt's country home on Long Island for her usual summer vacation and discovered Bill Markham, whose plane crashed in the nearby ocean, making himself very comfortable there. Realizing that her aunt and her future fiancé, Edgar, will never understand the situation, she calls Mr. Wilkins, the caretaker, who comes over to take Bill to town. But Bill decides to stay, and Mr. Wilkins leaves without him. As our second act opens, a very panic-stricken Marjorie and a very amused Bill are watching the arrival of Aunt Virginia, Edgar, and trouble.
Bill, please, they're getting out of the car.
Well, I still think it'd be simpler to just explain it to
them. It would have been simpler if you'd gone with Mr. Wilkins. Now get out of sight here in the bedroom.
But
get in there. Phew. Marjorie! Where are you?
Dear, in here, Aunt Virginia.
Oh, there you are. Well, how's the house?
Oh, it's just fine, Aunt Virginia. It wasn't any work at all. Hello, Edgar.
Hello, Marjorie. Oh, my, it's certainly fine to be here. Really wonderful.
He's been saying that ever since we left the city. We might as well get settled. Now, that'll be your room, Edgar.
Oh.
The door to your right.
Righto.
Oh, no, Edgar.
Something wrong?
No. I just think you'd be more comfortable upstairs.
Oh, nonsense. Why, you'd just be stumbling over us all the time upstairs.
Go along, Edgar. Put your bag away.
Oh, but
I'll be right back.
Oh. For heaven's sake, Margaret. What's the matter with you?
Why, nothing, Aunt Virginia. It's just, the excitement.
Well, if just the sight of him does this to you, I hate to think what will happen when he proposes.
Oh.
What? Why, you're white as a sheet.
Oh, please, Aunt Virginia.
Well, now, if you're sure you're all right,
I'm going upstairs. Ask Edgar to bring my bag up, will you?
Yes, yes, I'll tell him. Oh, he's certainly taking his time. I wonder if... Oh! Oh, hello, Edgar.
Huh?
Is the room all right?
The room?
Uh-huh.
Oh, capital. Fine, fine.
You didn't see... No, no, of course you didn't.
Marjorie, is something wrong?
Not yet. I mean, of course not, Edgar. Everything's fine. It's just wonderful.
Of course it is. Oh, my, you're looking fine, Marjorie.
Edgar, would you mind taking Aunt Virginia's bag upstairs? She'll probably want it.
Bag? Why, certainly.
And we'll have a nice talk when you come back down.
Oh, splendid. I've a lot to tell you, Marjorie.
Well, it's the room on the right, Edgar, just at the top of the stairs.
Eh? Oh, of course. I'll find it.
Now then, Mr. Markham. Bill.
At your service.
Bill, where are you?
Under the bed. Can I come out?
No, you stay where you are. They'll be coming back down in a minute.
All right. I wish you'd have a word with your boyfriend.
Why, what?
Well, he almost broke my back when he dumped that suitcase on the bed. Ask him to be a little more delicate, will you?
Please, Bill, we've got to get you out of here.
I'm open to suggestions.
Well, I guess we could do it tonight, couldn't we? After they've gone to bed.
Go on.
Don't you see, I'd drive you to town in Edgar's car and be back before they even know what happened.
Sure, but how do I get out of here before Edgar goes to bed?
Oh, well, we'll wait until 9 o'clock and then slip through that door over there. It goes into the kitchen, and I'll meet you there.
All right. Has he asked you to marry him yet?
Don't be ridiculous.
Because if he hasn't, I will.
Look, they'll be coming down any minute. Now, just keep quiet. I'll see you tonight.
Fine. We can elope.
Oh, please, Mr. Markham. Now, be in the kitchen at 9 o'clock. Do you understand?
It's a date.
Marjorie, I think I'll write some letters. Would you run upstairs and get my pen?
Oh, well, I have one.
Never mind, Edgar. Would you mind, Marjorie?
Well, of course not, but do you think you should? It's almost 9 o'clock.
I know. Now, run along.
Well, all right.
Edgar, do you remember what I was saying in the car this morning?
You mean about Marjorie and me?
Exactly. Now, when she comes downstairs, I think you might ask her to go for a drive.
Now?
Why not? She won't wait forever.
Well, I suppose not, but do you really approve of me?
Well, that's hardly the point, Edgar. She's the one you want to marry.
Oh, well, yes, of course.
Now, here she comes, Edgar. Don't forget.
Did you find it, dear?
Well, I looked, Aunt Virginia, but I...
Well, it doesn't matter. I can do them another time.
Yes, it is getting late, and you and Edgar must be terribly tired.
Oh, not at all. At least not Edgar, I'm sure.
Why, no, of course not. The fact is, Marjorie, I thought we might take a bit of a drive. It's a wonderful night.
Oh, no. I mean... Thanks, Edgar,
nonsense. Go along with me.
Oh, no, please, Edgar, I... Oh,
come on now. Off to the open road.
Oh, that's it. Caveman style.
Oh, yes, but...
We'll be back soon.
Oh, these young people. Oh, my. That takes care of that. I suppose I might as well go to bed. 9 o'clock. I wonder if I turned off the light in the kitchen. Yes, it seems...
Hello? Hey, Marjorie. My gosh, she fainted. Now, why the... Uh-oh. Wrong number.
And so you see, it's really very simple, in spite of the way it looks. Now, here, let me pour you another cup of coffee.
No, thanks. I feel quite strong now.
Well, that's good.
You know, it's rather adventuresome, really. Though I can't understand why Marjorie should hide you away like that.
Well, I suppose she was thinking of you.
Of me? But why?
She was afraid you'd misunderstand.
Oh, nonsense.
And then there was Edgar.
Oh, so that's it. Well, she may have a point there. Edgar's very nice, mind you, but, well, I'm afraid he hasn't much imagination.
Yeah, so I gathered.
Oh,
I do hope Marjorie knows what she's doing.
Say, not so fast. You're supposed to like Edgar.
Oh, I do, I do. There's nothing really wrong with him. And if he's what Marjorie was, well, that's enough for me.
Yeah, but I think she's been talking herself into liking Edgar to please you.
To please me?
Sure.
Oh, now, really, Bill, I'm afraid it's the other way around. I'm the one who's had to convince myself. At least I always thought so.
Well, it's nothing to worry about, is it?
Well, I don't know. Edgar planned to propose to her. And if she should say yes, just to please me...
No, she'll say no, all right. You'll see.
Oh, I think you're just doing a bit of wishful thinking, Bill. No, she's quite serious about Edgar, I'm sure.
But if she should say no, would you mind?
Well, no, I don't suppose I would. But it's her decision.
Yeah, and if after that, if I sort of... would you... object?
Oh, come now, I hardly know you.
Oh, but you trust me.
Well, yes, I suppose I do. Oh, but I think you're getting ahead of the game. At the moment, I...
Shh. Huh? What's the matter?
I'm sure I heard a car stop.
Yeah.
Here, you'd better hide.
Oh, again?
Yes. Yes, come on now. Get in the broom closet. I'll get you out just as soon as I can.
Oh, where have I heard that before?
Be still now, they're coming.
No, no, I'll turn it off, Edgar. It was a lovely ride.
Da, 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 da.
You should know better than to turn that light on.
Hello, Marjorie. How was the drive?
Why, fine, Aunt Virginia. I thought you'd be asleep by now.
Oh, no. No, I thought I'd make myself some coffee before going up.
Well, did anything happen?
Happen?
Uh-huh.
No, not particularly.
Oh, then he still must be... oh, dear. Excuse me, Aunt Virginia.
What's the matter with you, Marjorie? Now, sit down.
But Edgar, he's going to bed.
Well, that seems reasonable
but
enough.
But he can't. I mean, his room...
I'm sure his room is quite comfortable. Now, sit down and tell me what happened.
But he's...
Come on now. What did he say?
Who?
Edgar, of course.
Oh. Did he? Well, yes, Aunt Virginia, he did.
Good.
And, well, it took him an awfully long time, but finally he...
May I come in?
Well, Edgar, yes, I mean, of course.
I hate to bother you, but, well, something rather strange has happened. I thought I'd better mention it.
Edgar, you don't mean it...
I'm afraid it's terribly anticlimactical, and I suppose it sounds silly, but... Well, I'm missing a pair of trousers.
Oh, no.
I was getting my pajamas out of the bag, and I suddenly noticed that my extra trousers had disappeared. They just aren't there.
Oh, you just must have forgotten them, Edgar. There's no one else here. Oh,
but what's the matter, Aunt Virginia?
So, a thief.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't Marjorie. Why, she's been with me all evening.
Me? You don't mean me.
Edgar... Open the broom closet.
What?
The broom closet. Open it, Edgar. Go ahead.
But I... Well, all right.
Hello.
Bill!
My trousers.
Well, Mr. Markham,
Aunt Virginia, you knew.
Let's say, rather, that I discovered, though I had hoped for a more dignified introduction for our unexpected guest.
Those are my trousers. But... Well, I'm afraid I just don't understand.
Yeah, it is a bit confusing.
And I'll thank you to explain it, if you can, Mr. Mark. If you are, Mr. Mark.
Oh, but he is, isn't he?
I thought so, my dear. Oh, yes, I'll admit, I was quite taken in. But a man who steals...
Yes, those are my trousers.
We're well aware of that detail, Edgar. Well, Mr. Markham?
Guilty, Your Honor. But I plead extenuating circumstances. You see, earlier this evening, I was resting under Edgar's bed.
Under my bed?
Be still, Edgar. And?
And at that time, I was wearing a sheet.
We'll overlook the sheet, Mr. Markham. But I still see no excuse for your taking a pair of Edgar's trousers.
Nor do I must say.
Yeah, but at the time of the crime, I no longer had the sheet. You'll find it caught in the underside of Edgar's bedspring.
What?
Yes. In short, I crawled out from under the bed, but the sheet didn't.
Oh!
And, you see, since I thought I was about to keep an appointment with Marjorie...
With Marjorie?
Well, I was going to drive him back to town.
Yeah, I'll return the trousers as soon as possible, Edgar. They don't fit very well anyway.
Well, I suppose this does cast a slightly different light on the matter.
And you mean to say Marjorie actually considered driving clear to town with a stranger?
Well, I didn't know what else to do.
Well, Frankly, Marjorie, I feel very lucky. Very lucky indeed. And if you'll excuse
me... But, Edgar, you... Good night, Edgar.
Goodbye.
I'll send you the trousers.
Oh, dear. He's terribly upset. Not much imagination, I'm afraid. Oh, what did he mean, Marjorie? He felt lucky.
Well, I guess because I said no.
You did?
Well, I know it's a disappointment to you, and I have tried, Aunt Virginia, but Edgar... Well, I just couldn't. Especially after yesterday.
Yesterday?
I mean, I got to thinking about it and... Well, I think I'll get some sleep. It's going to take a little strength to face Edgar in the morning. Shall I come with you?
You'll be pretty silly if you do, my dear. He does have a way with him.
Good night, Bill. Don't keep her up late.
Well, don't worry. Good night.
Well, I seem to have been doing an awful lot of talking.
I didn't mind.
We really shouldn't stay up much longer.
No.
Well.
Hello, Marjorie.
Oh, Bill.
Well, it's about time we were properly introduced. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you enjoyed tonight's play. And next week, we'll be back with another lighthearted tale of love and laughter. If you were a detective, wouldn't you do your best to help the police track down a kidnapper? Well, Steve Pepper was a detective, all right. But the kidnapper he was helping to capture and bring to justice was someone he knew very well. Mr. Steve Pepper. I know you won't want to miss No Room for a Lady. So why not join us next week when Rave Cream Shampoo will again present Grand Marquis.
Tonight's original play, The Unexpected Guest, was written by Joe Grenzbach and produced by Norman Felton. Olin Soule played Bill, and Muriel Bremner was heard in the role of Marjorie. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio, with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Be with us again next week when Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airwaves, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of No Room for a Lady. They say all's fair in love. So why not make the man of your dreams think you even lovelier, more wonderful than you are, by adding to your own appeal that of Yankee Clover, teasing, captivating fragrance by Richard Hudnut. Yes, make Yankee Clover your special fragrance and see how the pulse of romance quickens. Every day, use Yankee Clover these two ways. After your bath, for breeze-kissed coolness and flower freshness, smooth on Yankee Clover toilet water top to toe. And after dressing, make allure doubly sure with enchanting touches of Yankee Clover perfume to your hair, your ear tips, wherever its magic counts most. Both Yankee Clover and Jemmy, another bewitching Richard Hudnut fragrance, come in cologne and dusting powder as well as toilet water and perfume. Ask for them at any leading drug or department store. Yankee Clover and Jemmy, gay romantic fragrances by famous Richard Hudnut.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.